Welcome to OnTap Daily for June 1st, 2026. I'm your host, John, and as always, we've got the latest from across the e-commerce world, what's changing, what it means, and what you should actually do about it. Let's get into it. So we're coming off a weekend, which means today's briefing covers the full three-day window from Friday through today. And there's a real theme running through everything I've been reading. The consumer is under pressure, the retail landscape is splitting in two, and AI is quietly rewriting the rules of product discovery. Let me walk you through it all. Let's start with the macro picture because it sets the stage for everything else. Consumer sentiment has fallen to a new record low, according to the University of Michigan's latest survey. 57% of consumers spontaneously said that high prices are eroding their finances, which is up 7 percentage points from April alone. Long-run inflation expectations jumped half a percentage point to 3.9%, which is the kind of number that makes the Federal Reserve very uncomfortable. And here's the really concerning part. Two out of three households cut back on spending in May, driven by higher gas prices and rising costs across the board. This isn't a blip. This is a sustained shift in consumer behaviour that every merchant needs to internalise. Now, what does that look like in practice? We got two very different earnings reports that tell the story perfectly. First, Dollar Tree. Their CEO Mike Creedon said something on the Q1 call that I think deserves to be pinned to every e-commerce operator's wall. He said, quote, "Our model is built for environments like this," and the numbers backed him up. Dollar Tree posted 7.2% net sales growth to nearly $5 billion. Comparable store sales were up 3.5%, driven by a 4.5% increase in average ticket. Gross margins expanded 120 basis points. What's particularly interesting is their pricing strategy evolution. They've moved from a rigid single price point model to a multi-price assortment where 85% of products are $2 or less. That flexibility is exactly what's letting them capture the trade-down consumer. Now contrast that with Gap Inc. and specifically Old Navy. Old Navy accounts for over half of Gap's total sales and it posted a disappointing 1% growth to $2 billion. The company admitted to fashion misses, particularly in dresses, with CEO Richard Dixon acknowledging they didn't have the right fashion and value equation. But here's the deeper issue. Off-price competitors like Burlington, which plans to open over 100 new stores this year, are pressuring Old Navy's value proposition from below. Meanwhile, the Gap brand itself soared 10% in comps, marking its 10th straight quarter of positive growth. Athleta continued to struggle with sales down 12%. The pattern here is unmistakable. The middle market is getting squeezed. Consumers are splitting into two camps, those trading down aggressively to the most affordable options and those with more disposable income being very selective about premium purchases. If your brand or your product assortment sits in that ambiguous middle zone without a clear value or premium positioning, you are in the danger zone. I'd encourage every merchant listening to audit their positioning this week. Can you articulate exactly why a cost-conscious consumer should choose you over a cheaper alternative? If your answer is just convenience, that's a fragile foundation. Now let me shift to what's been happening in the AI and search landscape because there were some genuinely significant developments over the weekend. Practical e-commerce published a piece titled "For Brands, AI is the New Shelf Space," and it's a framing that I think perfectly captures the moment we're in. Just as brands used to compete for endcap positions and eye-level shelf placement in physical stores, they now compete for AI recommendation placement. But the complexity here is much greater than physical retail. In physical retail, you negotiate with buyers and pay for trade spend. In AI-mediated commerce, your visibility is earned through a combination of structured data quality, content depth, brand authority, review sentiment, and competitive pricing, all synthesized in real time by increasingly sophisticated systems. And speaking of those systems getting more sophisticated, Search Engine Land published a really important piece on how AI search has moved beyond RAG into what they're calling agentic systems. RAG, for those unfamiliar, stands for Retrieval Augmented Generation. It was the first wave of AI search where the AI would retrieve relevant documents and generate answers from them. Relatively simple, somewhat predictable. But the current generation of AI search has evolved into agentic systems that don't just retrieve and summarize. They reason, plan, and execute multi-step information gathering. They decide which sources to trust, which to cross-reference, and which to filter out entirely. The AI is making editorial decisions about your content that used to be made by algorithms or humans. For e-commerce, this is massive. Your product pages, your category descriptions, your FAQ content, your entire brand presence isn't just being indexed anymore. It's being evaluated for trustworthiness, depth, and consistency by systems that can cross-reference your claims against reviews, forums, social media, and competitor content. If you're saying one thing on your product page and the reviews on a third-party site are saying something different, agentic AI systems will notice, and they'll adjust their recommendations accordingly. On the paid side of the equation, Google appears to be testing new branded search controls within AI Max campaigns. This is significant because AI Max is Google's AI-powered advertising format that increasingly determines how products appear across all of Google's surfaces, including AI Overviews and AI Mode. The new controls would let advertisers more effectively separate branded from non-branded traffic within these campaigns. If you're running Google Ads, this is something to watch closely because it gives you more granular control over how your advertising spend works within AI-mediated surfaces. Google also launched a built-in lead management dashboard in Google Ads that lets advertisers share quality signals directly with Google's AI to improve bidding. While this is positioned as a lead gen tool, the principle applies broadly to e-commerce. The more quality data you feed back to Google's AI systems, the better they can optimize your campaigns. Make sure your conversion tracking is comprehensive, your product feeds are pristine, and your audience signals are current. Now, I covered the Google AI shopping visibility tools and the brand depth framework in our Friday episode, so I won't rehash those. But I will say that the developments over the weekend, the AI as shelf space framing, the move beyond RAG, the AI Max controls, all reinforce and extend what we discussed on Friday. We're watching a complete transformation of how products get discovered, and it's accelerating faster than I think most merchants realize. Shifting to the Magento ecosystem briefly, it was a busy weekend on Mage Dispatch. There was a flurry of module and tool releases, including a PCI DSS 4.0 compatibility module, which is timely given the compliance deadlines many merchants are facing. There was also a Builder.io integration for Magento 2, which is interesting for merchants who want headless CMS capabilities on top of their Magento backend. And for performance-focused merchants running the Hoover theme, there was a Hoover FAQ widget that dropped along with various other community tools. On the search marketing side, one piece from Search Engine Land that I think deserves attention was about structuring paid social creative testing for better performance. The key insight is that platforms can now recognize when creative variations are nearly identical, making truly differentiated concepts more valuable than cosmetic tweaks. If you're A/B testing ad creative by just changing a headline or swapping a color, the algorithms are getting smart enough to see through that. You need genuinely different creative concepts at different angles, different value propositions, different visual approaches, and to get meaningful test results. Let me bring this all together with the theme I mentioned at the top. We're living through a moment where three forces are converging simultaneously. First, consumers are under genuine financial pressure, and that's reshaping who wins and who loses in retail. Second, AI is becoming the primary mediator of product discovery, and the rules for visibility in AI-driven surfaces are fundamentally different from traditional search. And third, the tools for managing this new reality, from Google's AI Max controls to Magento's evolving ecosystem, are maturing rapidly but still require merchants to actively engage with them. The merchants who will thrive through the rest of 2026 are the ones who can hold all three of these realities in their heads simultaneously. You need a clear value proposition that speaks to a financially pressured consumer. You need content and data infrastructure that makes your products visible to agentic AI systems. And you need the technical foundation, whether that's a performance-optimized Hoover theme, properly structured product feeds, or comprehensive analytics, to execute on both fronts. It's a lot. But if you're listening to this, you're already ahead of the curve because you're paying attention. That's your on-tap daily for June 1st, 2026. If any of this sparked a question or you want to learn more about e-commerce, you can find us at ontapgroup.com. We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, keep building.